28th Perek of Kehilim, 5th Mishnah. Kippah, she tummy midras, some woman's hair covering, like a scarf and the like, which is tummy midras because it's used to sit on it. Nosnul al sefer, tummy midras. If you put it to be a covering, you miyachid it to be a covering of a sefer, then it's not tummy midras anymore because now it's designated to be used for the sefer. But tummy mace, it's tummy with the other tumas because it's the type of one that's makabel tumah. A person has a leather pouch which is made to be makabel things, and he decided to use it as a shatiach, as a type of carpet, something to sit on. Shatiach shasu chemes, although they ran something was miyuchad for sitting on, and now decided to use it to fill it up. Tohoy, it is tohoy. And it was a tar from its previous state by the fact that you changed its designation. Yeah. So it loses its previous status. If a kli becomes like a new kli, and therefore it's tumah from its previous tumah. Chemes shasa tumel, tumel shasa chemes. If you took a tumel or some type of sack and you made it into a jug, or the other way around, both of them are clay kibble over here. Kar shasa stodin, stodin shasa kar, or the gears that we have, that's what it says, that you took a pillow and you made it into a sheet, or sheet into a pillow. Kesa shasa mit pachas, mit pachas shasa kesas, which is a kesas is like a mattress which you made into into a mitpachas. Mitpachas is just something that's used to cover things. All these cases are tummy. It's still hard to understand down the mission over here, because if you made it in something that was a bit clickable to something you sit on, that's considered a change. That's why it's taught. All these things seem to be saying that they really have the same type of shimush. So in the case of the chemish, just the tumah is understandable. They're both clickable. In the case of the car that he made into a sodin, or the keses that he made into a pachas, the chayra, in those cases, he's changing it from something that is a clickable to something which is a flat thing. So it's unclear what that means over there. Different gestos over here. Yeah, there's another gears. The Rav brings the gears to that. And the case of the ketzah shosam mit pachas, if you change it from something you fill up to something which is flat, it's an echanam mitar, because that's a change of state. The mice, the rule that says at the end of the Mishnah, it supports this. If you change it to the same type of thing, then it is tummy, even though you plan to use it for different, fill it up with different things. But if you change it from completely different shame, from one shame to a completely different shame, like you made something that was a clickable into something which is just used for sitting on, or the other way around, then it is taught.